And now, for your listening pleasure.
And I thought it might be fun today on Get Your AWS Out of Bed Day to talk about ways to make yourself more resilient. Hi, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive. So let's start doing that. I talked about resilience earlier this week, and I talk about it a lot. Yeah, I have it. I build it, because no one is born with it. You have to build it, and you have to become more resilient. So you've had a setback, and you've been knocked on your AWS. Resilience is getting back up as quickly as possible. You wake in the middle of the night, and every problem you are aware of causes stress. As you think about that, you become more stressed. Yeah, because thinking about it makes you more stressed. When we are afraid, it's because we're thinking of something that frightened us, and now we have fear. Now what? Well, you cannot think yourself to be calm. You have to physically relax. This calms your mind. When I'm lying wide awake in bed, I get out of bed. I read. I get on my computer. I watch reels on Facebook. Oh, I love reels on Facebook. I love the dog rescue ones. I don't lie there and ruminate every stressor I may have in my life. This is one way I have built my resilience over the years. Anyone who has seen Gone with the Wind knows that Scarlett O'Hara always said, I'll think about it tomorrow. Fiddle-dee-dee, I'll think about it tomorrow. Well, while that's not easy for many people, it's a proven fact. Optimistic people are far more resilient than pessimistic people, and that comes from Harvard News Review. From Cornell Health, I found this. Resilience is your ability to cope with and bounce back from stress and adversity, and hopefully even grow through the experience. It is sometimes referred to as thriving and not just surviving. Funny how everything I do in my life, on social media, in writing, in podcasting is based on thriving. I get it. I understand the importance of thriving over just surviving. Think about that. And yes, there is always guidance from others to help you build your resilience. It's a funny word. I don't know why I got tangled up on that one. So many people tell me I'm one of the strongest people they know. They should know my secret. I'm not. I just chose to build my resilience. You can do it too. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive, where we were building resilience today. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.